Did very well against Mike Peel. That, no, that's Braun Legacy. He had twerk, I believe. And be able to say he was the, like, if he ever does it down the line, he can say, I'm the one person that actually didn't choke against Mike P. Oh no. I think Lou is the most, he was the most improved. The most improved on the card. For me, he had performance of the night. Because I was on my feet the entire time Lou was rapping. I'm proud. Chat, I was like, Lou's first, no fire. A lot of people agree. It was. It a Nightwing. Like, he's a pack, y'all. I'm gonna smoke him like a. Like, bro, you don't even smoke. Nightwing came with it, though. But that first. But the fact that he set the tone. And he started stumbling a lot. Then he started to lose his material. But he had a strong comeback though. But it was still like, he still killed the momentum for him. So it made it easy for Av to just snatch it away and bruh, out the gate, bruh. When he had that Robin line, Circus X, bruh. Bar went up, like, yo, why did that bar have crickets, yo? Like, that Grayson bar, like, yo, niggas don't know DC Comics. I was like, bruh, Av know DC Comics? Then Av had a Tekken bar? Yo, my nigga, Av. PS4, my nigga, what's your gamer tag, my nigga? Because you do that nigga, bruh. I was like, yo, Av, bruh. Out the gate, my nigga was punching. And the thing about it was the amount of, like, these weren't just simple punches, my nigga. Like, he had, like, there was wordplay in, like, you got certain punches where there's, like, wordplay in the entire sentence. The entire sentence is a punch. Av punch like that, where there's wordplay in the entire sentence. It's like, damn! Like, you just be, you feel it before you fully feel the punch. Like, before he fully hits that, before that punch fully lands, you automatically feel the impact of it. It's like One Punch Man. It's like, damn, nigga ain't even touched me yet. Like, Av just, yo, shit was crazy. Now, in the second, it wasn't really hitting as good as the first. And then Jay, but I think Jay's second, Jay just, he leveled up. He knew that first. He was like, I'm a bad for that first. But he came with it in the second. Then the third is where it's they both had good thirds. I like Av's third, and I like Jay's third. I feel like I can edge the third to Av for real. But I'm not mad if people say Jay got it too. Like, this was, like, Jay wants battles like this. He want, like, Av is somebody that, you know, debatable is a good thing. You know, smoking Av, that's kind of like, you know, that means Av wasn't on his A game. Or that means you didn't level it up on another level. Like, because, yes, because it really makes, you really have to be, you got to be one of them ones to really make punches seem irrelevant. Like, you ones. And it's hard ones, you know? But Jay, like I said, I can't wait for Jay's next plate. So it is what it is. Av, I feel like Av got this 2-1. I'm giving the first and the third. Oh, a little shaky. I like, but Jay, he just shook the room with the second. His third was just as strong. If he would have not stumbled and choked in the first, this battle would have been a lot more, this battle would have been a lot more closer to me. Not in the case of punching, like bars, but more in the line of energy. Like, the energy was definitely matched in this one. It's just, but even Jay said he was a little too excited. He needed to calm down, you know, because, you know, he knew he wanted to battle Av. He knew Av was coming to kill him, and he was like, I'm not about to die down. I'm not about to lay here and die. Hell no, I'm going to fight for my life. And Jay did just that and then some, so I fuck with it. It was dope. Flip from Av, man, never heard that one before. So now Av is like, now Av is being what Rum Nitty does, where you hear one punch you've never heard before. Never heard a punch, I've never heard an Aloha punch before, never. That was crazy. Yeah, I had Av 2-1. Edge in the third and clearly getting the first. Sick versus Danny Myers. Both in the beginning. We had two good battles. Stumble. Jay still finished strong. But, unfortunately, talking, I've seen the comments, niggas talking they shit, and I know you a man of, you know, you a man that you can take that, I know that, but it's like, I ain't mad. I feel like, Dan, you beat yourself. Yo, Real Sick, man, I couldn't even finish Real Sick third, because it didn't seem like there was a point to. At this point, Danny was already down 2-0, and the thing about it was, Real Sick, he went first and he set the fucking tone, fam. And yeah. Bro, the way he was like bar guy in the face off, I did not realize this nigga had this much energy packed in him for Danny Myers. Like, it was like he knew what he had to come to do, and he came ready to end. Ended Danny Myers' streak of not losing a round and not losing a battle. Real Sick really did his thing. Danny Myers, his first round, he was cooking. Like, he had some shit. Like, bro, he rebutted. It was crazy. He had round one in the palm of his hands. He could have, like, he didn't clearly get it. He didn't clearly get that one, that first round. If he would not have stumped, if he did not choke and forget his material, he would have edged that first round. And that would have been a crazy first round that I was so glad to be able to, you know, in the building. Instagram, this shit was crazy. Like, I was like, yo, what happened? Like it was like yo, but I get it. He beat himself. Like, he should have took Shotgun Shug a couple weeks ago on Smack Saturday, like last week. And he shouldn't have been battling as frequent. Like, he, like, making it seem like real sick was going to be, like, a free lunch. Like, I feel like he should have been well, more rested for real sick, given the fact that real sick is an up-and-comer. Like, real sick hasn't, like, clearly lost a round either. Like, not clearly. Real sick has been putting up round for round with some of the best so far. Done this? Catching a 30 piece on Danny? Danny, he threw in the towel in the third round. That was the first. That was the most disappointing part. Like, I wanted Danny to keep on fighting because that's what we know Danny for. Like, it was crazy because Luis Castro in the third round said, man, I'm starting to love this shit as much as Danny Myers. Nah, I'm lying. Nobody loves this shit more than Danny Myers. And then Danny Myers does that shit. Damn! But it's a result. It's a product of him putting out so much. Like, Danny has, like, Danny is, like, you know how you say, you know how they say you can over, like, there was this weird Karen on TikTok that says you can overdose off of 13. There's 450-something in a pound. So, I feel like Danny, like, shit that he's always been given. He, like, when it comes to his, like, ball, his material battles, you think of Danny as a pound. And you finally got to that last blunt of that pound. He like, damn! And that's where he got re-up. It's time to rest. It's time to rest. You know, chill out for a little bit. You niggas up. I really, really wanted you to. I didn't care if you beat real sick, but this should have been battle of the year. I heard Danny saying, like, I fucked up the battle of the year. This could have been battle of the night. Like, yo, this could have been, like, yo, this battle was going to be forever talked about. It was going to have so much replay value, Brandon. And mad, I'm disappointed that Danny will take this. He didn't take a lesson when he lost to Jerry West. But, you know, it's a little bit worse than that Jerry West L. This is worse. And I just feel like, yeah, it's time to rest. Rest your mind, Danny. You ain't got shit to prove, fam. I'm praying, Danny Myers, if you hear this, my guy. We're not going nowhere. We fans. We gonna be right here when you come back to the ring, bro. We not gonna forget you. Like, bro, I've been rocking with you since A-Hot, the A-Hot League. Forget you, Danny. Take a. The dirty 30. One, and then bam, he fucked it up. Second round, two. Like, the way he's, I love this, like, how he started up the slow cooking pace. How he's like, they love your rock. They say, like, you know, I like to try to. Like, I loved his energy, how he could, like, switch it back and forth. Like, I loved that. And then he just, he got stuck on he had a Johnny Quest line, and I don't know if that was the first or the second, but he stuck. Even rap, he wasn't even gonna try. He didn't want to make no excuse. Like, he didn't want to give us effort, and it kind of made me sad. It's like, can't even talk. He can't talk shit to Sue Surf no more. Cause Like, you know, Surf has done that. He's thrown a third round, yeah. But now you have two, so it's like, yeah, you humble yourself now. You ate a nice slice of humble pie. Look forward to Real Sick's next match. They better give him somebody harder. Real Sick gotta be stopped. Or, and the thing about it is, outside this shit, this nigga comes off like a really cool dude. Comes off humble. Like, honestly, I think Real Sick would be somebody that I would want to, like, you know, like, just to pick his brain on, like. Way he come up with his shit, the rhyme pattern. Like, I would love it. Like, Real Sick's like that type of person that you could talk to about shit like that. And him doing the interview with Battle Rap Fanatics was proof of that. But, like, I like who Real Sick is. I like, you know, the man. I like who he is in battle rap, and I like who he is outside of it, and it makes it even scarier. Like, he's such a humble dude. Then he gets in. Oh shit! This dude a monster. So much to talk about, and I'm already at 17 minutes. So let me keep the ball rolling. All right, then. Wow. Like, after Danny dropped the ball so bad, we needed this. We needed to see this next. I personally was not ready to see Easy versus T-Rex shit. I was like, nah. Like Easy was saying, I need to say that. Put somebody else ahead. Beat on DNA? Yeah, let me see that. I even rolled up just to see that battle because I knew. Course, you know, they had beat out DNA won the coin toss, so beat out actually got to set the tone. He was already trying to, you know, get on DNA about how, you know, he's no longer doing gun bars and shit like that. You know, I liked it. I liked beat out's material. I did. Beat out really, you know, I liked the whole DNA, you know, this is, you know, shit, it's not. I like it. That DNA, like, the only thing I didn't like, I feel like DNA addressed everything that beat I had to talk about. Like, DNA got this battle. I feel like DNA got the first two rounds. He edged for me. The second one, you could debate. I like B-Dot's second a little bit more than I like his first. Like, it's the first cool, crazy, crazy, crazy. And that's what it was with this battle. Like, B-Dot's third round. DNA had a good third round. Like, it was a fire third round, but it was kind of like rehashed stuff. Like, away, like how he was talking about how, you know, kind of like how Surf addressed a hitman about having grown up with both parents. You know, B-Dot, and then kind of how make it seem like how you grew up with both parents. It's kind of, you know, it's the same kind of thing. Like, hitman had both parents, B-Dot had both parents. They both wanted to play sports, and then they both end up being blood. So I said, it was a more impactful angle than like that. Oh, because I say that I'm not political, and I stand on that statement. I stand on it. I feel like we were gonna be in people this way. I'm hearing Ice Cube trying to get work with Chip. like, it is what it is. I don't like it. Like I said, I don't know much about politics, so I don't really get into it. I just know either side has good parts and bad parts. It is what it is. There's no lesser evil. And we end up with Biden. Oh, yay. Did see a lot of people venting about, you know, everybody voted for Biden, like, and you know, the Capitol got stormed. This is getting off topic, by the way, so let's shut the fuck up. Is I felt that we've already heard about B-Dot, you know, and DNA mixed some of his pain in there, and then that's, like I said, that's dope, and it's like I said. But I still feel like it should, like, be rehashing certain shit. I just feel like the bar, like, I haven't quoted any bars because there's a lot of good bars between these two. But it's really just who had more and better angles. And I feel like DNA would both round. He edged both rounds. But then that third round, I just feel like, yeah. And even though B-Dot's angle is rehashed too, like I said, Vixen, you know, there are people gotten on DNA by the Biden shit before. But I just like how B-Dot did it better. He attacked it just way better. And I didn't feel like DNA attacking, I mean, I feel like he attacked it a little bit stronger than most, but it wasn't the best. And I favor T-Top over Chilla. DNA 2-1, but it's the 2-1. I feel like he just edged the first and second, and I gave B-Dot the third. You thought B-Dot was going, you know, when people started using the word integrity, like when Holmes used the word integrity, and after what we saw with, what he did with Bill Collector, I'm like, oh, dang. So now when people use that word, we expect things about to be light sauce. But he backed up everything he said. That's all I gotta say. I respect. I'm giving the man his flowers. That. That was the Rex that I saw at 17, yo. That's the Rex I miss watching. Rex, you know, the heckling through people's rounds and shit. I don't like that, but at the end of the day, that's Rex, but still, outside of Rex being Rex, yes, but we got a great Rex, y'all. I was happy. I had to rescore. I was happy to screen record this. Wait a minute, Rex did great and Daddy did bad. Do you believe in a parallel universe? I do. Yeah. He had a bar for that too. Looks like this in this parallel universe is a stream of bitch. Oh yo. shit. I know. Well, move away. Fire, but when you really think about the shit they talk. Like, with the shit that they had to... Like, yo, at the end of the day, so there was a lot to get, but there easy to battle. Fuck you talking about. Yes, this is a good T-Rex, but this Rex thing. Want to see Rex again. Rex on Summer Madness. Question is, against who? Rex will want to battle for real. I don't want to see Rex against nobody. Like, well, no. Yeah. I see Rex again. If Rex again, I want. With a 30 ball. First. Battle. But Geechee and really do that shit. How? $50K just to sweeten the deal to make sure this battle was not gonna be lackluster. And man, we didn't expect anything less. Talk like, yo, the man with the Aubrey Grams, Drake hurt. Like, I'm like, yo, seeing Drake's reaction to that, he was like, oh man, I like that line. I'm like, yeah, I liked it the first time I heard it. But it was just nice to see Drake's reaction to it the second time. Time I'm hearing it. And then Rupp around short in the third. But I felt like in the end, it was still. know that's weak shit. I know. I'm sorry. I couldn't call it. Both, like, bruh, like. Rum Nitty was, like, Rum Nitty, like, yeah, Rum Nitty was still rapid punches, but, like, Rum Nitty's personality in there. He had a few he angled him, like, he got on the tree shit a little bit more, but, tree line, bruh, put some, bruh, Rum Nitty, yo, you are, come on. Rum Nitty was like, hey, you want me to tell him? They had the most brotherly love hug I ever seen. I'm like, yo, Philly in the building in a big way. Because now the spirit, the aura has got the brotherly love feel where you got Geechee Rum. That's 75 bands. Still split that shit. A fan vote. You vote difference. Like, Rum Nitty went up maybe a couple of votes, then Geechee went up. Like, we won. Battle Rap won. That's how I felt about it. I didn't pick a winner or loser in this battle. I said I had to lean closer to Geechee, for real. And I'm glad they pushed it, and tag. And we gotta see Geechee on Madness. So, question: Dega. We gonna get into that too. Oh, man, we already 33 minutes in. I need to hurry up. We got to the last battle. Last battle. All right. Thinking about what's tomorrow. Hey, Hans, because you know he was in the game. Some cook shit. It was in the playing clown it. This was the rock. This rock. This was Edie. That's what really be missing. Chilla is not like he's not boring. He's not like. Like I said, this is my podcast. I'm just this shit. I've never been interested in a Chilla battle since. And then, I'm sorry. I'll give more credit to that. Jake. Mm-hmm. the Green Lantern thing, he fire. Most recently, beat his. Like I said, you know, like it. Like, all I'm thinking is, like, he up here talking about guns and stuff like that. All I'm thinking is, have a like epic flow with it, but then it's just aggression with very dope wordplay, with very fuck. To win the battle than just, but everything else he just fell flat. Like his tried, like he was talking about some shit on caffeine. Like, you have to understand, sure they're dope shows. I don't watch Good Morning with the Champ. I don't watch the Dojo. With the Waking Bait, his angle already, it just started to come off real corny to the. He had bars, but it's like, got the battle all three rounds. I never thought about that. Him and Rex, they had unfinished business, Reed is one of the main, like, one of the, like, main bosses. So, you the wonder, like, why, let's see, I thought Reed and Mook had already done it, but nah, they ain't never had that talk, they never had that conversation. So, want to see that, especially with how Reed has been really adapting. Like, paper, because that battle was going down on Born Legacy Supreme. Reed Dallas couldn't show up, but Clean was there, though. He was in attendance for that. Clean actually wanted that battle. So whenever that battle drops, wherever it drops, I can't wait to see Reed versus Clean Paper. I want to see that. But Reed has just been adapting so well. Like, what he did against Surf, unbelievable. I ain't really fuck with the first round, but his second and third, then when he did all three rounds of Rum Nitty, I was like, oh shit. I shouldn't have bet so hard against Reed Dallas. Like, damn. In battle mode. Classes or anything, Mook is actually battling somebody from his class, so he gonna talk to Reed like they battling like they was back in the day, but it's gonna be all good material. It's all gonna be all material that we can, you know, can be able to enjoy and watch. So I look forward to that. Who do I have winning? Like I said, I was giving Reed his flowers, but now I gotta give him the carnations. I got Mook. Way of just turning MCs inside out when they bat when you battle them and make them. You can't bet against shit like that. Even if it's Rambo Reed, you can't bet against shit like that. My personal favorite, and because he ain't been active, but now he's back. John Sue Surf versus John the Don. I ain't never battled a light skinned nigga before. I'm about to light your ass up. Like, yo, I can't wait. Niggas, I know everybody gonna have they like, Surf gonna do this. Like, yo, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about none of that. At the end of the day, I'm a Surf fan. Boy, if the man come outside, I'm watching it. I'm watching the battle. I'm already about to I'm about to download this whole, like, check out his new album. The MSK KYRM album. It's MSKYRM2. Tales 2 on there. Ah, so happy that he dropped that. And I'm gonna check out the whole album though, for real. I already checked out the first one. The first one was pretty solid. It's 725 though, but it had a lot of good bangers on it. So I'm hoping to get it like a whole album of bangers from this second one though. So I'm can't be the only heat that he had on it. Quarantine Tales 1 was of it, and it's fire, so I'm gonna download that too. But I'm gonna just download the hell album and react to it. That's not the point. That's not what we're talking about. Surf versus John. Sir Man is coming. Bro, you might as well give it up. You at this point, everybody didn't got Surf but you. John Gunn got Surf before you. Give it up, bro. Give it up. Want to say, but I look forward to this battle. Who I got winning? But I don't care about past this and that. I don't care. At the end of the day, John said it. He said he respect John enough that he likes talking shit to him and this and that. And he knows him and John. He's talked about like how long is it gonna take for John to get ready for him. Like conversation multiple times with John. So it's like can't wait to see it. Everybody else might not be interested, but I'm ready to see it, clearly. Card coming up. They ain't got Miss Hustle. And once you got Miss Hustle and E Heart on the card, yeah, it's a no. It's like a female no. All it's missing is Jazz. And honestly, I really wanted to see Jazz versus C3 on something. Getting ready to set up her and Misfit. She would do it, but why you? Shit. B play, why not? Like, she's top, like. It would, you know, ARP would do that, but, you know, hey. The one just to go in. It's going to take way more time to discuss them, so I'll just get through these predictions. Could get this battle just as easily, but it's hard to bet against E Heart. It will 2-1 E Heart. On King of the Dot. No. I give her more credit than that. Last time I saw Gaddis, she choked against E Heart. She did her thing over at King of the Dot against Bonnie. Brought the pain to her. She's a puncher. Like, she's got to get your bars up. Like, meanwhile, with Official, I know Official got a fire under her belly. Like, that Cortez lost. That Cortez L ain't sitting right with her. So L didn't sit right with her. She had to come back and smoke 40. I feel like she's about to come and do that with Gaddis. Gaddis is going to have a nice first. Like, she's going to have a good starting first round. But I don't know if she'll be able to keep up with Official. And that's funny because Official's bigger than her. But we'll just see. Shouldn't you rap now? Enjoy Shuni's aggression. I also enjoy that she has the I don't give a fuck attitude. She's kind of like a female gatekeeper, so to speak. So I see why Vixen, you know, but Vixen still wants Casey though, from what I'm hearing. Which we're gonna see that soon. But can rap better than Shuni. Like, Shuni's really stepped it up, but I don't think she can rap better than Vixen. For real. I got Vixen edging every round. I'm gonna say that. I got Vixen edging every round. These last two battles are two of my favorites, to be honest with you. What? Just Casey J first, and then we'll just say my real favorite for the last. Even though it's not the main event, it's my main event. 40 versus Casey J. Throughout her career for the most part. That's the, continue trying to be fire and just keep, you know, pushing. I feel like she's talking a little too spicy, though. How she was talking to, like, you know, when they were asking her questions and everything, like when Jay Black was asking her questions, I was like, yo, you talking a little spicy. Hope she coming for them science flips, because they coming. 40 is always, she's always been one of the best with them science bars. Like, she can, like, flip she gonna have for Casey. Obviously, as you can see, I got 42 on. I ain't no slack to Casey, but it's like, yo, I'm not betting against 40 ever. 40 against Miss Hustle, I have stopped betting against 40. Official, but bro, she beat. Like, Surf didn't, like, Surf may not, he may, like, gave her a 2 rounds and some change, but he still did good against her. Like, he had some shit I ain't never, like. People ask too much of battlers. I'm a simple person. I enjoy the battle. It is what it is. She still smoked him. Material for it, though. Two over Casey. Prove me wrong, Casey. We'll see. I think you're talking a little too spicy, and I feel like 40 could possibly humble you. Wanting this. Ever since they did the shots fired thing, I've been wanting this. I've been waiting for this. I booked. I didn't care where it got booked. Queen of Ring or URL. It's my favorite out of all the trailers. Like, I love how Miss Hustle's not really, like, don't get me wrong, that doesn't affect who I got winning, though. Gonna be a fire battle. This is my main event. This is gonna be. Each other's next. This shit. I can't wait to see this shit. Done. We still got 2 battles tomorrow and possibly some 2 random battles that Smack might put together. I don't know. Also in Jerry West tomorrow, so. But I'm really, JC is one of my personal favorites. See Crucify Farm.